The United Nations says that more survivors of Myanmar's cyclone are receiving assistance. But a report that circulated today says the supply doesn't meet essential needs. The UN blames the ruling government of Myanmar, or Burma, for refusing to allow military helicopters from neighboring countries to deliver aid. Defense Secretary Robert Gates expressed similar outrage this past weekend.
There's not been us that have been deaf and dumb in response to the pleas of the international community, but the government in Myanmar. We have reached out. They have kept their hands in their pockets.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates there. John O'Shea is the founder and head of the international humanitarian organization GOAL. He wants quick, decisive action now, and he says there's a legal basis for it.
There is a clause in the Security Council of the United Nations which allows for them to send in aid irrespective of the views of the recipient country. But whether or not they will do that, of course, is another question. The huge problem here is the looming figure of China. China has a huge control over Burma. The international community, including the United States, doesn't want to upset and offend China because everybody wants to deal with this burgeoning economy. And as a result, it would appear that the lives of 2.5 million human beings, vulnerable human beings, desperately poor human beings, may well have to be sacrificed. It's very important that the United States has criticized the Myanmar government. However, criticism is one thing, action is another. And what the people of this desperately poor country, poor for the people, not for its leaders, require at the moment is meaningful action. And that is the invasion of a massive international aid force to bring much needed relief. And there's no sign of that 5 weeks into the tragedy. GOAL is on the ground in Rangoon at the moment, but we're corralled. We may as well be in Dublin.
Mr. O'Shea, let me just jump in. I mean, when you say an invasion of international assistance, how do you suggest actually doing that? What is your vision for that?
I would love to see the international community decide to show real moral fiber and decide that they're sending in the massive quantities of aid and not worry at all about what the young to think about it.
I understand your point of view, sir, but practically speaking, I mean, is it possible to force a government to accept foreign aid, as you say, an invasion of foreign aid and foreign aid workers?
No, not to accept it. I don't think they will accept it. I'm not suggesting anybody starts a war here, but if somebody is in a fire, we don't wait. The fire brigade certainly doesn't wait for permission from the owner to go in and rescue the people. Now, surely the people of Burma, who themselves are desperately poor anyway, living a day-to-day existence, what chance have they got in these circumstances following a cyclone, when there's little if no aid getting through to them? So surely there should be no other consideration other than getting the aid to them. Nobody is actually doing anything. Everybody is talking. Meanwhile, the people, the millions, continue to suffer. I am just suggesting that surely the lives of these people overrules everything. So let's worry about the political niceties and whether we have stepped on toes and whether we have offended China or not after the event.
Give us one historical example that you know of where this sort of humanitarian intervention, where governments saw that there was a crisis on the hands of either their government or anybody else's government to get humanitarian aid to these people, where it worked.
No, the question was an excellent one, Marco, until you got to the last word, worked. In fact, if you had just substituted the word work for tried, it would actually have been perfect because no, sadly, we live in a very selfish world and no government has had the moral courage to do what I have just suggested. This is a raging fire at the moment and it's got to be put out and there's no indication and that's going to happen. And I was very disappointed to see that Ban Ki-moon was duped. You know, like, he emerged from a discussion there last week with the junta saying that he had won the right of the aid community to come in and, unfettered access and so forth. So many people thought that this was it, we were okay, we can all go down, we can bring in our army of experts and get the show on the road. That never happened. Sadly, the international community hasn't yet found the courage to look into the eyes of these despots and let them know exactly what they think of them. If the international community was allowed in en bloc, they would see just badly the poor and vulnerable people are treated by this regime. And I'm afraid the junta would rather see the lives of these people wasted than they being shamed for how they're looking after their own people.
John O'Shea, founder and head of the aid organization Goal. He's been speaking with us from Dublin. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Michael.